Forward momentum.
Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts. Based on the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Episode 5, Dark Truths. It is 30 years after the Jedi Civil War, millennia before the time of the Galactic Empire, a time of legend and myth. The escape pod carrying Cara Tal Vanden and the holocron belonging to her Jedi grandmother Selene has just touched down in the hold of Karinin Venar's flagship. Unable to destroy the precious device, Cara braces herself for the struggle to come.
Now. I don't hear anyone in the music outside, but that doesn't mean I'm safe in here. Nothing to do but stand tall.
Lady Vanden.
You? I know you. I saw you in a dream. Why can't I hear you in the music?
I am Karinin Venar. Welcome aboard the dragon, Cara Tal Vanden.
He's well outside my attack range. How do you know my name?
I have learned much about you recently.
Not one step closer, Sith Spawn. What are you doing?
I kneel before you in remorse. I deeply regret that we did not arrive sooner. My incompetence cost you greatly. I hope you can find it in you to forgive me for not preventing the death of your parents. I shall never forgive myself for the dereliction of my duty.
I can kill you so easily with my blade at your throat like this. I should.
Strike! Kill me. It is your right and duty. I have failed you, Lady Vanden.
Lady?
You are granddaughter of Selene Al Vanden. She who was master to my own. She whom he had sworn to protect, and I, in turn. She, who was his mother.
Zenop Station Control to Light Freighter Wanderer. Please power down all repulsor lift and navigational thrusters this time. Welcome aboard.
Acknowledged, Controller. Powered down. Wanderer out.
We have to find a way to free her.
No, we should not.
We can't just leave her there!
You do not understand the situation, do you? Assuming you could penetrate the Sith defenses and recover her, then what? Do you know what the Sith do to their captives, particularly if they are Force-sensitive?
You're just gonna abandon her to them?
There is nothing of her to save. She went to them willingly. Don't you understand? If they have not killed her by now, they've reshaped her. They've destroyed the girl we knew and made her into a being of evil. You should pray, Liana, that she is dead. It would be a mercy. My face!
You should be grateful I did not aim my claws for your throat instead. We are going with or without you, Jedi. But we are going. I will not leave her.
You will not know her when you find her.
I won't give up on her. She is one of us. Now get off my ship. You can find other passage back to your academy, Jedi!
Very well. For whatever it is worth, I hope I am wrong. I hope you do find her whole.
What if Eren is right, Ren? What if the Sith hurt her so badly that she's broken?
Then we hurt them back.
What did you find out?
Gaiman. He sold us out to the Sith.
I'm not surprised. We're truly alone in this, aren't we, Ren? Even the Jedi have given up.
It's never stopped us before. It might be tougher without a Jedi backing us up, but we'll figure something out.
You agree with him, don't you?
I don't want to leave her there any more than you do, but frankly, we don't have the firepower to take on a single Sith cruiser by ourselves, not to mention the nightmare it'll be if it rejoins the fleet from Dera 4. We'd need a few dozen Republic warships just to get close.
Ren?
Oh, yeah. That might work.
You have a plan?
I might. But I need to test a theory first. We're only going to get one shot at the real thing, so I need to be sure.
Senny, is that your name? I can do this myself.
Begging your pardon, Lady Vanden, but Lord Vanar commanded me to see to your needs. He fears you may cause an incident due to misunderstanding your current situation.
What misunderstanding? I'm a prisoner.
No, Lady, you're not a prisoner. You're an honored guest, but you may leave at any time.
Yeah, like hell.
My lord commands, as a gesture of good faith, that you keep these with you.
My lightsaber and holocron.
Here, let me help you.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry, lady. It is part of my duty to see to your comfort.
I'm sorry for my overreaction. I was raised on a small farm. Such comforts are totally alien to me. Where are my clothes?
Being cleaned. Lord Vinar commanded you be dressed as befits your station. He mentioned this blue Varaxian silk gown specifically.
No way. Is there something plainer?
I'm afraid this is the simplest garment we have for a woman of such high station, Lady Vanden.
Hard to believe this is a warship. How many dreadnoughts have huge libraries in them?
Lord Vinar is most learned. He believes that we cannot avoid the mistakes of the past if we do not fully understand them.
And so all the killing and blood is for a brighter future, huh? What kind of future is purchased with lives?
The future has always been bought with the blood of the innocent. I hope to end all that. The future I want for us all is not one of endless war, greed, and ultimate destruction. I serve the vision of order, peace, and unity.
Under your boot, of course.
Hardly. The old ways are too ingrained in me, in the Sith, the Jedi. We have no place in the new utopia.
So you're telling me you don't want to rule the galaxy? Somehow I rather doubt your sincerity.
Lady Vanden!
No, she is correct to doubt me. She has no knowledge of us beyond what the Jedi agent poisoned her mind with.
Agent?
Yes, Aaron Rodd. What lies has he told you about us?
Aaron didn't need to poison me against you. After all, your men killed my parents.
No, they did not.
Give me one reason I shouldn't burn you down right here and now.
Because you do not know the reason for this. The full story of Celine Blade Dancer. What she found, and why the Jedi are racing to control you.
And you'll tell me these things. Why should I believe anything you say?
Because you are still in a position to ask that question. Do you truly believe you would survive killing me here, in the core of my own flagship? Kill me, before it's too late!
What did you say?
I said if you kill me, then the truth dies as well.
And what if I don't care?
Then my guards will kill you and you will die ignorant.
Speak then.
I will begin where the story does. Celine Blade Dancer was one of the few Jedi Masters to join Revan when she called for the Jedi to enter the Mandalorian Wars. When the Council refused, Revan went anyway, taking as many of her allies with her as would go. Celine and her Padawan, a young lad named Joral, were among them. Together, they shared the deep secret that Celine was, in actuality, his mother. When Celine went with Revan, Joral followed. They fought together through the wars. At some point, the carnage began to turn Revan and those who'd followed her toward the Dark Path, towards the Sith. Celine came to her son during that time, and she said she feared the direction the war was taking, and what it could mean for the Jedi. It was then that Joral swore that he would follow and protect her from whatever came. Soon thereafter, the war ended. The Mandalorians were defeated, and peace restored. Revan, along with most of her Jedi followers, retreated deep into the Outer Rim and were not heard from for a time. When they returned, Joral was among their number, but Celine was not. He gave no reason for his master not accompanying him. Joral rose through the Sith ranks, and in time, he took me on as his apprentice. I learned Celine's story from him over the years. I came to love my master greatly. This, I am told, is most unusual among the Sith. After the eventual downfall of Revan and her apprentice, Malak, the Sith began to fight amongst themselves. My master and I made a small world in the Outer Rim our home, and gathered what loyal forces we could. While we stayed out of the battle for control of the Sith, we managed to amass a sizable number of ships and soldiers. So it was inevitable, I suppose, that we were attacked anyway. Several other lords had banded together. They formed a death squad of over 100 Force adepts and sent them to slay my master and I. We were ambushed on our homeworld, and soon, in the battle, Master Joral fell. I felt something unknown well up within me, and when the power subsided, our enemies were quite literally ash. I rushed to Master Joral's side. He was still alive. With his dying breath, he told me to open his secret chamber and read the journal therein. The journal was written by Joral, but the early entries spoke of his mother, Celine. They said she had settled on a remote world to protect something. Something so powerful, she feared it could destroy the entire universe.
And you seek it, do you?
No. The Jedi do.
I don't understand.
The Jedi have been in decline ever since the end of Revan's war with the Republic. Indeed, for quite some time, it appeared their fire had been truly extinguished. The remnants of the Order still doggedly cling to existence, but soon they will fail, through attrition and natural death, if nothing else. They seek this horrible power to restore themselves to glory.
So to protect it, my parents had to die?
The Jedi sent an agent to find you, did they not? It wasn't until my spies within their order reported that a Jedi sought you, Blade Dancer's kin, on Dera 4, that I realized the answer to the riddles of Celine's story.
The Jedi killed my parents? No, that doesn't sound right. The Sith blockaded Dera 4, and you tried to have me killed. Aaron isn't a murderer. Is he?
I do not ask you to believe me. As I told you, my own incompetence led to their deaths as much as if I'd slain them myself. I deserve your wrath, Lady Vanden. No more.
I need time alone to think.
Of course. Your attendant will show you to your quarters. We will speak again, Lady Vanden.
Yes. Yes, we will.
T5, bring me that switcher relay. Thanks.
I take it your shopping trip was successful, Ren. What is all this?
Well, in theory, with this transmitter relay, we ought to be able to spoof the transmission signals of a Republic warship. We mount a few repeaters and some escape pods, then we string them out in front of the Sith ship.
And another computer will think there's a fleet in their path, dropping them out of hyperspace.
Good old-fashioned pirate's interdiction. They ought to be stuck in normal space for 5 or 10 minutes while they sort it all out. Plenty of time for us to sneak on board.
And do you think they'll just allow us to get close enough to dock?
That's why I chose Republic signals. The Sith will probably launch fighters to intercept them before they know they were tricked, giving us a tidy window to sneak in. Besides, if you can get us close enough, fast enough, it won't matter.
We'll still have to fight our way to Kara, though.
Well, that's where my brilliant plan falls apart. We'll have to hope we get real lucky, or this might be the shortest run we ever make.
What is it, Senny?
My lady, forgive my disturbing your rest. Lord Venar asks if you are ready to receive him.
I suppose I must. This is a rather luxurious cell. What other jail has tapestries the jailer can't help but examine?
You still believe yourself to be a prisoner?
Whatever. You wanted to see me?
Yes, Lady Vanden. Are these chambers to your liking? Is there anything we can do to make your stay with us more pleasant?
You can let me go.
No. I'm afraid that letting you go in the middle of hyperspace is not conducive to your survival. When we arrive at our destination, however, you are free to go where you will.
As long as I leave you the holocron.
You really must shed these doubts about us. The holocron is yours. You can take it with you if you wish. While I admit I would prefer that it and you remain in our protective custody...
Protective, huh?
Of course. If you choose to leave us, you are free to do so. However, the Jedi are still pursuing you, and I doubt you will find one of their academies as easy to depart.
You really expect me to believe that, do you?
Believe as you like. Go ahead. View me through the Force. Do I lie? Do you detect the slightest hint of deceit?
From you, I hear nothing.
Hear?
I wasn't trained in the Force like most people are, I guess. I was raised to always listen to the music, the song sung by all life. From you, I hear nothing whatsoever. And it scares me.
Yes, music. A most apt analogy. Thank you for sharing it with me. As for my silence, as you put it, that is easily explained. I have gone far into what the Jedi call the dark side of the Force. I keep myself under firmest control at all times.
Control?
Please, let us sit. You have a penchant for questions with long answers. The difference between the Sith and the Jedi began in philosophical terms only. We pursued knowledge that had a tendency to corrupt lesser minds, turn them into monsters.
I think that's more than a philosophical difference, then.
However, it was believed that with time, we could conquer our own inner darkness and find a still center, a place where we had access to all the Force has to offer, and would not be swayed by the mortal failings that doom so many Sith. I am the first to accomplish it.
You want me to believe you? Then you have to explain a few more things.
Very well. Ask.
Did you kill Daj?
Daj? Oh, the person who let your ship launch at Dera 4. I did not kill him. He was alive, well, and strong when I left him.
He's dead now.
I swear to you, I only looked into his mind for information about your vessel. I did nothing that would harm him. There were no drugs used, nor did we employ torture. Both practices are forbidden. Beyond the fact that they are cruel, they also tend to yield false information. Lady Vanden, forgive the impertinence, but are you sure he is dead?
One of my companions was informed of his death.
I see. Could they... forgive me, but... could they be lying? Or, let me be kinder, could they have been lied to?
Possibly. I think the source of the information was pursuing the bounty you put on my head.
I do not use bounty hunters. Those scum have no place in my organization.
And yet we were attacked by a person who had proof an enormous bounty was placed on our ship and everyone aboard. Wanna rethink that one?
But that... excuse me. Captain Hirrodin, was there a bounty placed upon Lady Vanden or on the ship she was a passenger aboard?
Yes, my lord. Intelligence had one posted after their escape on Dera 4.
Captain, would both you and the head of the intelligence section report to the guest quarters at once?
On our way, sir.
I will get to the bottom of this at once, lady. My abject and humblest apologies if this is the case. My predecessors may have operated in this manner, but I flatly refuse to.
Of course you don't.
Bounty hunters and their ilk are a symptom of the breakdown of the Republic's justice, of the fundamental flaw of allowing chaos to reach beyond order's control. Enter.
Captain Hyrodin and Major Alston, reporting as ordered, my lord.
Major, perhaps you can explain to my honored guest and I why you placed a bounty on her head.
My lord?
This is the Lady Kara Tau Vanden. You placed a bounty on her. Who ordered you to do so?
No one, my lord. I just assumed that when they escaped, we would follow established protocol and spread as wide a net as possible to find them.
I see. Captain Hyrodin, as of right now, bounty hunters are not to be employed by our military in any capacity whatsoever. Is that understood? Any outstanding bounties we offer are to be cancelled.
Yes, Lord Vinar.
Major, contact your second. You are hereby relieved of duty, pending reassignment.
But I... As you command, Lord.
Dismissed. Again, Lady Vanden, my apologies. I find myself in the position of having to countermand orders given by men who are years dead. The task of reaffirming positive discipline has been enormous.
You really are upset by that. All right, the big question. Why do I still have the holocron?
I suppose you could say it's a sign of good faith. I'm asking a lot of you. The least I can do is show my trust in you.
You trust me?
Of course. What's more, you are Selene's direct descendant. It should be yours by right. While I would be happy to keep it safe for you, we both know it will only function in your hands, not mine.
You've told me much, but still, assuming I believe you, why do you care? Why not simply take the holocron and be done with it?
Beyond the fact that I do not want the Jedi securing whatever power Selene found, I am bound by the oath of my master. You are of Selene's line. It is my duty to protect you, whether you believe me or not.
Protect me?
Yes. I failed to save your mother and father. I bitterly regret that. I kneel before you to pledge. I will not fail in my duty again, lady.
But why?
I know the story of your past. Please, let me show you the way to your future.
I don't know. It's all so confusing.
Then let me lift this burden from you. Please, with your music to bind my oath, let me help you.
Yes. Help me, Lord Vinar. Please help me. Why are we back in your library?
You must choose your own course, Lady Vanden. Kara, I often find being surrounded by the wisdom of the ancients a great comfort.
I don't know what to do. When I left Darafor, I was so focused on revenge. Now I feel as though I've lost even that.
But you haven't lost everything. I swore to protect you, and I will. You can remain here, aboard the dragon, if you wish.
I can't. It may feel safe, but it's just exile.
I know. You could go into hiding on another world, as Selene did.
And if the Jedi catch me?
They will do to you as they did to Darth Revan. They will remake your mind. They will obliterate who you are and make you their slave.
It sounds worse than death. I don't want to die. I don't want my mind destroyed, but I don't want to be a prisoner either. I don't want to live forever with them lurking just beyond my vision. How can I be rid of them?
There is a way, but it may be worse.
How?
Use the holocron.
But the holocron says the power is too dangerous to use.
I do not want the power. I want to deny it to the Jedi. I will destroy it to keep it from their hands, but to do so, we must understand it first.
I don't know.
The first axiom of Sith lore is that power understood is power controlled. Power denied for the sake of misunderstanding is all the more dangerous.
But...
You asked how best to remove the Jedi interest in you. If you choose not to take that path, you can remain here. I will keep you safe, as this ship moves from system to system, one step ahead of their menace.
It's strange. When you say that, the first thought in my mind is the mountains of my home. The green fields, the bright and warm sunshine. How long has it been since I last even saw a blade of grass?
Kara, you can't keep such a secret with you, and run and hide elsewhere. The Jedi found you on Darifor. They could find you anywhere.
Yes. Yes, I will use the holocron.
I see. If that is your choice, then follow. There is a place I wish to show you.
What is this? Some sort of museum?
These artifacts were all Selene's, or my master's. I hope to learn more about them through items they deemed important. I come here often to meditate, and to draw strength from their presences. I can almost feel Master Jerol near me when I am here. I thought it might be more conducive.
I see. Excuse me, but what is in this glass case?
Ah, it figures you would be drawn there. Those were Selene's. The armor was a gift from a Mandalorian general who thought her a worthy foe. The crystals, they are the most intriguing items here. They are the original core of her lightsaber. Some Force users, it is said, bond with their core crystals in a deep and not completely understood manner. Selene was one such person. It's part of why she was so gifted with the blade. However, she abandoned her cores when she left the Jedi Order. You carry her weapon, but the cores are different. Why she did so was just another of her.
It's like they're singing to me.
Kara.
Oh, excuse me.
Shall we begin? Place the holocron on the floor, and kneel before it. Good. Now, concentrate on it. Focus your feelings upon it. Yes. Good, Kara. It activates.
So, you have her, do you, Avatar? It has come to this.
I can't move. I can't make it stop.
I seek only to preserve, Gatekeeper.
Do you really?
Why do you seek to thwart me?
You seek to thrive, I fear. You in the deathly silence which feeds you.
Blast you, foul shade! Give unto me your key and be gone with you!
You seek the means to open the gateway, do you? You do not know what you cause to be. But so be it. Strike. Bite hard and true, Avatar.
The key, the power, courses in me. I feel the ward you set against it, old fool. I know its location, hiding it where you hid yourself. I should have seen it. You are wise indeed, but now, my destiny will be complete.
Laying broken and crippled before the Avatar that Vinar has become, Kara weeps. Dimly aware, she sees the burned and melted remnants of the holocron and fears that now, all is truly lost. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, Episode 5, Dark Truths, is based on the fan fiction by Devin Cox and Jenna Wilson, and the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas. Heard in this episode were Sarah Moore as Kara Tal Vanden, Hazen Nestor as Aaron Rod, Jim Perry as Ren Fellani, Catherine Ranella as Liana, Nathan P. Butler as Lord Vinar, Melissa D. Johnson as Selene Blade Dancer, and Andrew Gilbertson as Captain Hirrodin. Also heard were Joe Harrison as Major Alston, and Devin Cox as a station controller. This is Nathan P. Butler. Knights of the Old Republic, Outcasts, is a non-profit fan production produced for the enjoyment of the fans. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted materials herein, including any unoriginal music and sound effects, are reserved to their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. This program is dedicated to the memory of Brian Daly. If you are enjoying the Star Wars fan audio production you're listening to right now, then don't stop there. Come see what the excitement is about at the internet's home of the Star Wars fan audio genre, StarWarsFanWorks.com. There you'll find podcasts, audio dramas, audio parodies, and more, plus the best and most comprehensive news coverage of the Star Wars fan audio genre found anywhere. It's an entire field of Star Wars audio productions, made for fans, by fans. And your audio gateway to that galaxy far, far away is StarWarsFanWorks.com. Join us. After all, it is your destiny. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.
In the world of podcasting, danger lurks around every corner. Tech nerds hand out obscure expertise. Pseudo-psychiatrists give out free advice, worth every penny. Sci-fi geeks stalk the unwary, unloading useless trivia. Podcast novelists plot to take over the world and threaten to swallow your soul. It all sounds like an adventure. And if adventure has a podcast, it must be Indiana Jim.
Join me, Indiana Jim, your intrepid arch-geekologist, as I navigate the podosphere. We'll talk to authors and podcasters on the front lines of traditional publishing and the new media. Uncover creative audio treasures, find inspiration from the annals of history, and battle the enemies of truth, justice, and the sci-fi geek way.
Go to podcast.indianajim.net today and join the adventure.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango. Thank you.